I haven't played for a while in the Prem, so getting on then was a good experience, and it was good to get some more minutes under my belt. And yeah, 1 minute I was on the bench, next minute I was running on, and it was a really intense game there, really, really good opposition, and I'm just glad I got some minutes just to get the feel for it again. So yeah, I've been trying to work hard in training and stuff, see if I can get another chance.
Talk us through the minute, I guess, before you realised you were coming on, because obviously Jack, yeah, it became very quick, clear very quickly that he wouldn't be able to carry on. You were the obvious replacement, so rather than have a lot of time maybe overnight to think about the fact you were playing, all of a sudden you had about 10 seconds to think about it.
Yeah, I was just trying to warm up as quick as I can and try and make my way towards the bench just in case he did come off, so I was waiting until he went down, and then yeah, just quickly got my top on and then to run on. So yeah, it was good.
How difficult is it to get to the pace of a Premier League game anyway, but when you're playing against a team of Tottenham's quality?
Yeah, especially a team like them, they were a really, really good outfit, and they moved the ball really quick, and that's the main strength. So it was a lot of running, even if I was on for 45 minutes, and yeah, it was quite hard to get up to the pace. I think the first couple of minutes I was just dealing with that, and then I think I was all right after that, so yeah, it was good.
How would you describe the season?
For me, it's been a learning one. I think I've learned a lot in training and stuff. I think I've developed my game a lot with the gaffer, and he's helped me a lot. He's told me what I need to work on and what I'm good at and stuff. So yeah, I think it's a learning one. I think I'll come out this year a lot better than I came. And yeah,
I guess when you made the move from Leeds, you would have had the expectations about how things would go. Obviously there's never any guarantees and things in football, but has it panned out like you thought you would? Obviously the injury you can't foresee, but in terms of having to bide your time for that chance?
Obviously you want to play straight away, but sometimes it doesn't work like that. Football's full of ups and downs and stuff, and you've just got to deal with them. So yeah, I played a couple of games. I'd like to play a few more, but I haven't. But like I say, I've learned a lot on the outside of that in training and stuff, and just the general feel for football and stuff. I think I've matured a bit more here under the gaffer and stuff, and yeah, it's good.
I guess having a relatively serious injury is a new thing as well for you.
Yeah, obviously when I was younger I had a back injury, but since then I haven't really been injured for a while, so that was a bit of a setback for me. So, but I think I've come back stronger after that, like physically wise, working the gym and stuff. I was out for quite a while, so I could work on other things as well. So yeah, that's a positive from the injury, but no one wants to get injured, and it could have been different if I wasn't, but it happened, so I've got to move on.
How frustrating was that when you were trying to establish yourself not only at a new club but at a new level as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you set yourself a challenge to come into a new place and a new league, you just want to try and play as much as you can and get a feel for it, but it kind of stalled it a bit, so it was quite frustrating. But like I say, you just got to focus on the positives and just make sure you're better for when you get back fit.
What's the learning curve been like here with the guys like Andrew Sermon and Jack Wilshere, obviously on the training ground, Harry Arter in your position? How much have you benefited from training with those guys day in, day out?
Yeah, I think all the central midfielders and all the players are a really good high standard and stuff. So yeah, I get to speak to them a lot on off the pitch, and they help me a lot. And yeah, like I say, they're so experienced, and I've had a lot of games in the Premiership, so they know what to do and what not to do, so they can help me, and I've really benefited from that.
Obviously, you started the first game of the season against Manchester United. The way things have worked out for various reasons, you've sort of ended up behind three or four of them in the pecking order, but here we are now. Other people's misfortune, I guess, could be your fortune in terms of chances for the remaining games.
Yeah, obviously, you don't like anyone getting injured, no matter who it is, and I feel bad for Jack and stuff, but yeah, if I get a chance to play, I'll take it, and I'll try to do my best and try and show what I've done in training and stuff for the games.
Just away from Bournemouth, how good has England under 20s been for you to have as a, obviously that's been keeping you in games, you're the captain, you've had a successful year with them as well, how much of a positive has that been?
Yeah, it's been a positive. When I haven't played many games, I've had them to break them up a bit, play a couple of games the last international break, and you know, I was captain for second time, I think, so it was quite a good achievement for me, and yeah, I enjoy it, and all the lads there are brilliant, and they all like can be in a similar situation without playing stuff, so we all enjoy it, getting some game time and trying to win.